USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Trump campaign has been pushing back against former Vice President Joe Biden's claim of victory in the 2020 presidential election, alleging widespread voter fraud in some battleground states and filing multiple legal challenges. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said the president has no reason to concede. He told Fox News that there are multiple reasons in his eyes that President Trump will eventually be proven the winner of the election.
If Republicans don't challenge and change the U.S. election system, there'll never be another Republican president elected again. President Trump should not concede. We're down to less of 10,000 votes in Georgia. He's going to win North Carolina. We've gone from 93,000 votes to less than 20,000 votes in Arizona. We're more votes to be counted. There are allegations of system failure, fraud.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
South Florida is preparing for Tropical Storm Eta. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
South Florida officials are taking precautions ahead of Tropical Storm Eta's arrival. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says students will be home on Monday.
I have just finished speaking to Superintendent Carvalho, who has informed me that Miami-Dade Public Schools will be closed tomorrow, Monday, and that bus services will not be operable.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says the power company is ready to repair any damage caused by the high winds and rain.
Florida Power Light has 10,000 restoration personnel on hand to deal with any of the impacts from ETA. Backup from Texas has also been called in, so they are positioning additional resources into the area ahead of the storm's full impact.
Hurricane warnings have been issued for the Florida Keys, and much of the coast of South Florida is under a storm surge warning. Forecasters say ETA could drop as much as 18 inches of rain in some areas as the storm swings past Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One of television's most recognizable hosts has passed away. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Massachusetts was shaken Sunday morning by a rare earthquake. The magnitude 3.6 quake was centered a few miles off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts. There's not been any reports of any damage or injuries. It was also felt in Connecticut and Rhode Island. And Chase Elliott has won the 2020 NASCAR Championship after winning Sunday's season finale race at Phoenix. At 24 years old, Elliott becomes the third youngest driver ever to win NASCAR's top prize. He led the final 43 laps of the race after having to start at the back because his car failed a pre-race inspection. Sunday's season finale was also the final start for 7-time champion Jimmy Johnson and Clint Bowyer as full-time drivers. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.